guys, welcome back to another episode of Seriously A Podcast. I'm Rin.
I'm Simran.
I'm Liz.
And today we have on...
Overthink SG! That was so awkward.
My name is Alastair.
My name is John. And we are from Overthink SG, which is another podcast. And we are on YouTube as well, so yeah.
Yes. So today we'll be talking about breakups.
Okay. Yeah.
And before we get into the episode, remember to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have recently a coffee, which Liz...
Yeah, so we have a coffee. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, we'll name drop you in our episode as the, you know, coffee buyer. It's only $2. Mm. And you can donate as much or as little as you want, as little being $2. Yeah.
Yes. And all the links can be found in our Instagram bio at Seriously Official. Yes.
So do it or else.
Okay. Okay, so let's get started with the episode. Wow, okay. So has everyone gone through breakups in this room? Yes, right? Yeah. Actually,
yes.
Yes.
How many? How about that?
How many?
Somebody else start. I need to count. I need to count.
Okay, no, but the thing is, right? The thing is, right? Like, do dates, if you are dating, you know, there's a difference between dating and being in a relationship.
Like,
so does
ending of a dating.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's count it then.
My God. Like, Liz, then how many you have?
Oh, no! Are you counting that?
Okay, we are counting official relationships. So some of these relationships don't count, okay?
Yeah, okay, so official.
Okay, yeah, make it simple.
Wait, official. Then do secondary school relationships count?
Yeah, of course. Secondary school, you're cognizant. Are you cognizant?
Okay, if there was an official breakup moment, then I guess it counts.
Okay, fine.
Huh?
Okay, that means I'm probably going to be counting some relationships that I don't count as relationships. The people in the chat know who I'm talking about.
Okay, then, fine.
Let's do it. How many?
Can I clarify now? So, official breakup moment is what? If your parents split you up, is that considered
your
official?
Your parents split you up?
No. Okay, parents split you up and then you end up breaking up. That's a breakup, right? Because there are some people who
experience... But we never talked after that.
Then that's a...
Isn't that even more of a breakup?
Like parents split up really, right? Then we never got to talk after that.
You can find out in our strict parents episode.
Oh my God. Sorry, yeah.
Okay, wait.
Okay, fine. Okay, but the whole purpose of us asking is just to prove that we're all...
Why? Okay, why does the number matter though?
Yeah, we're all familiar with breakups basically. That was the whole point.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, I just want to cut this out. Not this episode will be them.
Okay.
Okay, all of us break up before.
Yeah.
We're going to do a girls versus guys.
Okay.
Rin, you read on the internet something about how girls and guys deal with breakups.
Yeah, no, I mean, we see this very often, right? How girls and guys deal with breakups. Yeah. Like, you always see those videos. Girls cry finish already, then they okay. But then boys, they go and party. Then after that, weeks, months later, then they, suddenly, emo. Then, I lost this girl. You know, that is the general different style that, I think is quite, maybe ingrained when we think of how boys and girls deal with breakups. Uh-huh. So then, I mean, Liz, do you agree? Do y'all agree? Like, kind for of. Girls, do y'all agree that we always cry first?
Liz, do you cry?
Okay, it depends on the kind of breakup. I got some breakup where I never cry. I got some breakups where I cried like hell. So it really depends on how it went.
Mm. Okay, in general, how do you deal?
Like, you emo
breakups?
First, then you okay, or
okay,
you...
Okay, if we're talking about the average, I've only cried in one of the breakups. The rest of them... No.
Then how do you deal with it?
I just kind of I just drown myself in other things. Not alcohol, but in other things. Like, just meet friends, lor. Then just try not to think about it. Then mute their stories. Okay. Then move along with
mute
my
their
life.
Stories.
Okay.
What a 21st century take on this.
True though. Okay, so Liz is cry one time, meet friends and distract. Then you
I cry a lot of times. Okay. Cry a lot of times. Then... No choice, then move on, lor. It's out of no choice. Yeah, correct. Yeah, so that's me. Then Sim?
I cry a lot too. I think I'm damn emotional. I cry a lot and I act damn drama like the world's gonna end. And then after that, after a few months, then I'm okay, actually it wasn't that bad. I only been through one breakup where I didn't get back together. And then my second breakup, we got back together.
Right.
And we will talk about it later, about things that can happen when you break up. But for my second one, it was for 1 month that we weren't together, it was fucking bad. I couldn't function. I literally drowned myself in work to distract myself and try to talk to people as much as I could so that I wouldn't feel lonely and overthink. But you know how when you like are dating someone, then you have someone to text all the time. Yeah. I feel like one of the hardest things is like when you wake up and there's no one to talk to all day long, and like you realize that like you kind of are alone.
Yeah.
Even though you have other people, and it's like a bit weird, and it takes time to like readjust. Yeah. So like, I guess for girls, for the majority of it, we do cry.
We are like more emotional first, yeah. Then we move on, yeah. I guess. But before we move on to the guys, right?
Yeah.
So like the question I want to ask is that, do y'all have this set mindset also that guys, they party first, they don't think first, then only after then they deal with the breakup? Is that what y'all think of how guys...
I don't really think that, but I think that's because like most of my breakups weren't with people that partied. So I didn't really have that mentality of like, oh, he's just going to club it off. For me, it was just like, oh, I think he broke up with me because he's not going to be hurt by it. That's how it, like mentally, I think that they're less affected by it than I am.
Mm. Okay.
So I don't know if that's
what. So then how do y'all go through breakups?
I remember when they were running this idea through me in Zoom, and I literally told them, you asked the two worst people. Because you are the two most emotional people, guys.
We are emotional and sentimental. But okay, I mean, I'm a rep the guys here, okay? I do know friends and I do know people who go through this party phase.
Yeah.
Right? Party may not be like go to the nightclub kind of party. Mm. It may be like, oh, they decide to like fuck around after that.
Yes.
They decide to just like, you know what, fuck freedom, you know, that kind of sentiment.
Yeah.
And then after that down the road, they're just like, bro, I miss her. You know?
Yeah.
I do know people who are like that. And I can see why that is sort of like the stereotype.
Mm.
But personally, I am also the sort that feels the most hurt at the start, and then after it tapers out. So I will be crying after the breakup. I will have to go and find someone and be like...
I want to tell a story that I always tell before.
Tell.
So basically, he broke up with his ex.
Oh my God.
He broke up with his ex.
I heard this before.
In like, I think it was 2018. 2018, he broke up with one of his exes. And I was his supervisor. I was his intern at the time. He was my supervisor. And then he took emergency AM off for the work. And then then people keep asking me like, hey, what happened to your supervisor? Why he like that? And I'm like, what the fuck are you asking the intern? First of all, why is his life under me now? Am I his PA? Second of all is like, cause I've been hearing that he had like problems with his relationship.
Yeah.
So the first thought that me and my table mate at the time had was that, oh, he broke up. And then I was like, no lah, cannot be lah. And then next thing I knew, he came into the office, right? He looked like he was about to die. He looks like he was about to kill everyone.
Oh my God. No, I totally understand it.
He legitimately looked like he didn't want to talk to anyone. And if you talk to him, he'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like, is that feeling? And then I remember I had a lot of questions to ask him because I got a lot of work to do. I didn't talk to him a single time the entire day. Because I was like, this guy is going through some shit. And I knew he broke up. He didn't even need to tell me. I was just looking at him. I was like, wow, this guy is dead. Like, dead. He's a zombie now. So I do think that you're a very emotional person.
Yeah, I am.
And... I think that I am a emotional person, but I've also gone through the phase where after I break up, then I go fuck around.
Mm. Date around, both. Is it? Or like?
No, I just go club and drink.
Ah, okay.
Like, I just...
Does it help you?
Does it? Drinking and clubbing?
Yeah. Like, no, when you break up, right, is that like something that helps you?
At the time, yeah, to be honest. So
a distraction? Is that why it helps?
I think it's a distraction. And it, like... Like, I think it also kind of stroked my ego at the time, especially during a time when, like, when, like, someone just... First of all, I never break up with anyone before. It's they break up with me. So, it's like, there's, like, a little bit of broken ego. They go to a club, then if you manage to, like...
Yes,
to, like, get a girl in the club or whatever, then it's... I think it's an ego... It was more of an ego thing, in my opinion, for me, lah.
Yeah.
And alcohol is great, lah. when you're feeling down,
like I also went through like a.
I think a lot of girls actually do that too.
Yeah.
Do
what? It's actually like, quite fun to drink with your friends. Oh. Like you kind of. Okay, for me, drinking with my friends helped me to liberate single life. I was like, who the fuck cares if I don't have no man?
Yeah.
Like, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying life. That's all that matters.
Mm.
I think I went through that too. Where it's kind of like, okay, I mean, I've done stuff in clubs last, so like. For me, it's like drink and then like party a bit and then like maybe dance with the guy and then like see what happens. But like, I don't do it on purpose. Like, I don't go into a club being like, I'm sad.
I'm sad. and I'm hunting.
I think no one goes. I didn't do that also.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't.
It was a subconscious thing, like.
I have never done that personally.
Yeah, what you about, don't like a club.
What about dating apps? Because I know that dating apps is a very common coping mechanism
like
for
outlet,
people who
right?
yes. for people who break up. Have y'all done that before?
Where like. After a breakup, I wait a month out of respect for the relationship before I go on a dating app to get into another one. So I feel like for me, there's like that line that I try not to cross. Sometimes I cross it, but normally I try not to.
I think like I'll go on dating apps, but I don't think it's like so much of a distraction.
Eh? Right.
I think it's just like CC or CC look lower.
My concept for the dating app is very simple. It depends on how clean the breakup was. How clean of a cut it was, right? If it was like surgical clean, then real quick we can move on with our lives, right? Yeah. If it's messy and our attachment is still here and there and everyone's still sad, you know, that will take a really long time.
Yes,
yeah. I think that was so for me for my very first after my first relationship, which was 3 years long, and then after that, it took me many years, longer than the relationship, in fact, to finally decide to properly want to date, and I think. That was like the sort of like the worst experience lah. But like the thing about it is that I also feel the reason why this stereotype exists, that the girls cry first and after they get better, guys party first and after that they continue to feel sad, is because like in general public, in greater culture, that's the kind of support systems that we have. When for ladies, I feel that y'all have a lot
true.
Of emotional support from
it's
your friends.
True.
So much so that you're immediately able to release the sadness and have someone to release it with.
Yeah.
For us, right? You meet your bros or whatever, right?
They say, hey bro, we go drink
lah. It's
bro.
A very high chance. Like, you know what? Fuck it lah. Go out already. You single already. You know, go
hey
out
bro,
kind of
we go zook. I tell you, we go drink.
So there's no sort of like recovery mechanism for the pain in that sense.
That's
They're
true.
Just like, you know what? Let's go out and have fun. Have all the fun that you couldn't have. And then, you know, you are in a highly emotional state, so you're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just say yes to everything.
Yeah. And then you just
my friend managed to convince me to go to church.
Yeah.
Actually, that happened to me too. The second time I broke out, I actually went to church because I'm like, okay, nothing else is working. Let's go, God.
Yeah. No, but you follow why I'm coming with this, right? That's where like the sort of like misconception comes in because
that's
like,
so interesting.
Like personally, I do not like that kind of thing. So like when my friends be like, I'm going to drink alcohol, I'll be like, I want to die. But I do once in a while.
I just want to sit and cry.
Yeah.
But I think as I go older, right, I'm a bit more emotional. So my last breakup was...
Yeah.
Last year? Was it last year, John? Last year.
Yes.
Was it last year, John?
Weirdly enough, I think John knows more about
yes.
my love life. Oh, love people. So it was last year, my last breakup.
Mm.
And I remember when that happened, right, I called Peps, one of our close friends.
Yeah.
And I cried. I didn't say a single word to her. I cried for 15 minutes straight on the phone call. Like, straight up didn't say anything. I just cried. Non-stop. And she was like, are you okay? And I just kept crying. I didn't answer her. For 15 minutes. Then she said, never mind, it's okay. Just keep crying. I cried so much after that breakup.
Yeah, same.
And I mean, I think the same for you, lah. Last year, you also went through a breakup.
Yeah, but the one I didn't, I think because, like, that's what I mentioned earlier about how the cut must be clean.
Yes.
Mm.
Right. And if the cut is very clean, right, I can move on rather quickly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. Because I don't know how to say. I feel that I want to attribute this to the number of relationships I've been in, right? Having helped me grow. Number of relationships that failed, right? And have helped me grow. Like I told you, my very first relationship after the breakup, right? My recovery period was longer than the whole relationship.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay. I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
It was like less than a month. Cause my parents, right?
Less than a month?
Less than a month. God, it was sad. Less than a month, and it took like 3 years.
Yeah, same, right?
2 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years?
Why?
I don't know.
You
just
you,
never
you
got
just,
the closure.
You've never been treated before, right?
No, but closures. Yeah, closures.
Of course, no closure.
I didn't get the closure, plus like, how do you deal with it?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, and because you're not emotionally mature enough yet, right? And you're just like, everything hurts, right?
I love the love of my life. My parents suck.
Yeah.
I think my first relationship went damn badly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On hindsight, right?
Isn't the first always the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, but on hindsight, I handled it as badly as anyone can. On hindsight, I'm so sorry if you're hearing this for some reason. But, like, my first ex and I, we were together for 3 years, right? And when she broke up with me, I was in army.
Oh my God.
And then, I was clingy as fuck. Okay, like, I was so clingy.
Same.
Even after the breakup, So she didn't reply me, right? But I'll keep texting her every day, like 3 or 4 times, like long ass messages. And telling her about my day. She won't text me for 2 weeks straight, right? And then she replied one small text. And then, for some reason, I thought that was fine.
But and I think that's so relatable, cause you're in so much pain.
Yeah, then on hindsight, I realized that like, it's like, I just
cannot let go.
Yeah, I just cannot let go. And like, I mean, to her, it's probably some, like, what, this guy just won't fucking leave me alone.
Okay, I one up you, ah. I did some psychotic shit, man.
What do you mean?
Fuck. I feel so embarrassed saying this, but like, we've gone past this, lah, and like, we are okay now. But, fuck.
Say it. How about we just share all our stupid.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Fine, whatever. So, like, the first breakup I ever had, right, the relationship was, like, yeah, 1 month only.
Yeah.
We weren't even, like, together. We went on, like, 2 dates. We were, like, dating for, like, a month. And, like, when he, like, texted me, he dumped me over text, Then after that, he said, don't want to do this anymore, right? I, like, legit crushed as fuck. Cause, like, till that point, right, I thought that, like, no guy would like me. So, like, the first guy that liked me, I was, like, I can't believe he's gone. Seriously wrong.
The only one that
was
like,
yeah, I was damn drama. Like, I cannot even express how dramatic I was. So, like, I was like telling all my friends, like, you know, he's the one, he's gonna come back. And then they were all like, this girl is psycho, but we love her, so we're just gonna like protect her at all costs. And we work together, okay? So, like, it was really difficult to like see him at work and then like try to like avoid him. And then we had the same friends, and then it was just really awkward. And then after that, after like a month, I like wrote him this 10-page letter and I like put it in his bag. Yeah.
Wait, 10-page letter?
Yeah.
I really never known about this, Sim.
Cause I don't like to talk about it.
That's a really thick letter. It's like,
yeah.
What do you even write in a 10-page letter?
How did you sneak it into his bag?
I was a really emotional person last time. Like every time I got a breakup, even my second breakup, I wrote him a letter. I always write letter one. I got a lot of things to say for some fucking goddamn reason over a boy. So I wrote him a letter, but like ironically, that letter was what like got me closure.
I see.
And like what humanized me to him. Like, I mean, like, he kind of understood, like, how I was feeling and all that. And he also understood that how sorry I was that I caused all of, like, the problems in the relationship. I guess I was, like, able to convey that in a letter. Like, we never got proper closure because he dumped me over text, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, reading that letter must have, like, helped him to understand me more and realize that, like, I was, like, never trying to hurt him and that, like, everything I'm not doing is because I'm, like, being psychotic. It's just because, like, I was in a lot of pain and I didn't understand, cause it's my first breakup. I don't understand something can feel so painful.
Yes.
And to wake up every day and be like, what the fuck? Like, why does it hurt so bad? Over a guy who I was with for 1 month.
We've been for 1 month.
Yeah. And it hurt so bad. So I was like crazy, like scared. I was like, I didn't think anything could hurt this much. So like, that was one of the weirdest things I've done.
And so I think like, there was one point where she said like she didn't believe that anyone would like her. I think that's what made the first few breakups the hardest for me also.
Yeah.
Like, I had this feeling that this is it. Like, no one else is going to like me.
Yeah.
And then, like, you treat every breakup like it's the end of the world.
Mm.
And then only after a period of time, then you realize that actually, like, eventually you'll find someone else. Like.
Yeah. And I think that's what I meant by, like, you know, you will grow as you experience more, like, relationships. Because the first one, I was dramatic as fuck like you, man. And like, the difference is, my friends didn't treat me with as much love.
Oh my god.
So they were like, this guy's crazy. You know, and then they like, started to like, they didn't really find the will to continue to like, humor me or to love me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I struggled the most.
Was that your worst breakup?
Yeah, I would say it's the worst because I handled it the most poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't understand a lot of like, how to grapple with a lot of the things. Like, for example, because it's a friend group, then the friend group was split up. I didn't know how to grapple with the fact that I lost some friends.
Of course! That hurts like a bitch!
Yeah. And like, my friends were not there to like, how to say...
Help you.
Yeah. They were not the emotional support kind of friends. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, man. Dude. Honestly, like, doesn't it hurt more when you don't have friends around you to help you?
No, they were there, but it's like in a very, not in the like way that I needed it.
Ah,
and
okay,
I needed, yeah.
Okay.
Which was, yeah, tough.
Okay, tough. Liz, do you have a worst breakup story?
Worst breakup? Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
I know what they're aiming for. I know what they're targeting
okay,
me
go,
for.
Go, okay, go, go,
go. So my like last breakup, he ghosted me for a week before breaking up with me. Like an ass. I know, right? That look of shock, correct.
Who does that?
No, so basically he like vanished for an entire week. So I was like, okay, maybe the benefit of the doubt, something has happened at home. Friends were like, Liz, just like say that you'll be here for him and then tell him like, you know, like if he needs you, he can reach out, then you just don't pressure him anymore. And I was like, okay, it could be something at home. And I was like, okay, I'll give him benefit of the doubt. But at the end of this week, if he doesn't text me back, I'm going to call him and I'm going to end it because like, this shit don't fly. Yeah. And then at the end of the week, he texted me. He was like, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Wow.
And then I was
like, I didn't even know her name was Elizabeth.
No, but to be fair, he called me that normally because he said he liked my name. Like, he preferred it over calling me Liz. And I was fine with that. Like, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then he was like, we need to talk. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, we fucking do, bro. What do you mean time. We need to talk?
God damn, about time.
And then he was like, yeah, so I mean, I think you know where this is going. And I'm like, you're fucking 20, man. Grow up. Like, you need to get your shit together. And like, I texted my friend that day and I was like, you know, he wants to talk to me. Like, I think it's over. Because like, the way the text message came out, I was like, yeah, this is a breakup thing. Mm. And then my friend was like, okay, Liz, you're going to be fine. And then like an hour went by. And then apparently she thought to herself, oh no, the poor girl must be crying. And then I hung up the call with him, right? Because he was like, I think he was expecting me to break down. And I think he was a bit salty that I didn't.
Huh?
So I bruised the man's ego that day. That's good. But I called my friend back and my friend was like, oh my God, Liz, you disappeared for 2 hours. I thought you were like so sad you couldn't call me back. And I was like, oh no, it's over. I'm good. It's fine.
Aww.
And my mom actually walked in during the breakup and I had a cohesive conversation with her and then went right back to my breakup. I'm wow. Okay, guys.
Is it because you already saw it coming?
I think it's because he gave me a week to breathe.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. Yeah, now that I think about it, right, when he was going to dump me, right, he told me he needed space for 1 week.
Is this a
it's
pattern?
It's so that the breakup goes really smoothly.
Is that the strategy?
What the fuck, man?
Big boy stress.
No, it's the free trial.
The 21st century.
It's the free trial
interview.
Breakup.
Oh,
it's the free
oh
trial of the
God.
Breakup.
Breakup with benefits.
It's the breakup, right? Then, like, after that, you want to renew your free trial, you can renew.
You know,
never mind.
True.
Let's move on.
Well, yeah. I've never experienced that before.
For me, my first
John, you are like thinking, okay, no, what do you mean?
God, I thought about it. Because my previous relationship, right, how the breakup happened was like the 1 or 2 weeks leading up to the breakup, she was really like...
distant.
Yeah. And like something felt wrong. So after that, right, it reached a point where I was just like, okay, we need to talk. And then she's like, yeah, we do. Then after that, like, you know, then it happened. Then I was like, did you know that was like really unfair to me? Like, come on, you could tell me upright, right? And then she's like, yeah, I know, you know, that kind of thing. And then it just kind of like ended from there. So, oh my God, I experienced it too.
For me,
I'm on the receiving end of the 1 week trial.
mine was like my ex told me that she was having problems with the relationship and she didn't say I love you to me for 9 months, on the last 9 months of
marriage. 9 months? 9 months?
For 9 months. So it was a 3-year
relationship. You actually like...
For the last 9 months, right?
Wait, you were okay with her not saying I love you for 9 months?
Very confused.
Yeah, eh.
Oh my God.
I'm someone that puts up a lot of stuff.
Okay, but...
To me, I think... To me, it was more of it's fine, like, what... Like, I'll try hard and one day, like, I'll win her over, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Did not work out that way, but I think, yeah, for 9, I was okay with it, really. I was okay with one-sided love in the past. Maybe partially because I didn't know what I didn't know my worth, lah. I think that's what it is, lah. Then, right. Not that she's a bad person, she's not. I think it's just, but like, I think she also couldn't break up with me because she felt very bad and stuff like that. So for like 9 months, we kind of dragged it out, lah.
Mm.
Right.
And, for 9 months.
No, like, I think sometimes, sometimes it's a bit hard to let go. Like, even as the person on the receiving end, I can understand why you will want to keep trying, even though you see the end to it already.
Yeah.
And, like, I think for most, the whole reason why there's, like, the 1 week free trial period thing is because people, most of the time, don't don't know whether like what they're doing is like the right thing, even if the person breaking up with the person.
Yeah.
So you probably would start thinking like, shit, like, what if it's just me? Or like, why am I just being selfish?
Yeah, maybe they're going through like a period of conflict also, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like, I mean, when you're breaking out with someone, like, we talk about this on our mental health episode also, but like, it's basically a life-changing decision, like, it's going to impact you one way or another. So you have to decide which pain is more tolerable, the pain of like, continuing in this relationship or the pain of heartbreak. You know, that's what the therapist told us.
But then being single is so fun, guys. So just fuck it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay. You know what? We're going to plug all our episodes. Check out our single episode, okay? Because really, right, we really spill the tea on why being single is good as well.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, absolutely,
suck, la.
And I think it was worse for me also because my first relationship happened when I was 16. Oh. And lasted all the way until I was 19.
Wow. So,
it's like a growing period, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I had no idea how to behave outside of a relationship.
Yeah, correct. Some of mine is like the after NS kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
So you literally are still in student mode, right? But you enter the world where everyone expects you to be adult mode.
Yeah. And then you just don't know how to behave. And then a lot of things like that you the same like routines and the comfort of routines no longer exist.
Yeah.
And that's when shit hits the fan.
Absolutely.
And you start asking yourself, like, that's why you take breakouts badly because you don't know how to like adapt to it.
No, and I agree with what you mentioned earlier about how like, you know, every morning there used to be somebody that you text and then after that there's this like sort of like loneliness that is amplified even though like every day you don't necessarily contact everyone, you know, and it's actually normal. It's just that like it's super amplified that there's this void now.
Wait, so we all have been broken up with, right?
Mm.
How do y'all break up with someone then? Have y'all done it? I mean, Alistair, you haven't, right?
Wait, do you count dates?
No.
Then no, I have not. I've never broken up.
Once.
Okay. So how do you go about
it? Have y'all not done it before?
At least you got, right?
We're asking you first.
Okay, me first. Okay. So actually, this is my, like, sort of my second relationship, right? And that was the one Alistair saw me walk into office like a zombie because the night before I was crying to my friend.
Mm.
And then after I came here, I was just like, okay, but anyway, I went to her place and then I told her, like, gave her sort of a little bit of an ultimatum about what has happened with our relationship, lah. Basically, long story short, because of our different stages in life, what was happening was that, our relationship was slowly starting to become defined by the negative aspects. Mm-hmm. Like, so much so that even though we've just had a really good weekend, conversation topic still just goes back to how come this, how come that, you know? And I thought that was a very clear sign that this relationship, even though what we have between us was precious, it was sort of like not heading in the right direction already. Yeah. And that's when I went to speak to her, right? And then we had a very kind of serious conversation about it where it was sort of like the toughest conversation I've ever had. During the conversation, I was like, starting to break down and everything because I knew that in my logical head, this was something that I had to do, even though in my heart, I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her like, you know, I really think that this relationship is not working out. For the both of us, I feel that like we are quite a good fit, but maybe not right now, you know?
The right person, wrong time.
Yeah. And that was the hardest like sort of like sentence to say, right? And she was like, you know, are you sure? And that kind of thing. And then we had a good conversation about it. And after that, I just took my things and then I left. Like, and then when I got in the Grab, then the whole Grab was just like sitting in the back. Then I was like, go to my friend's house. Then I go and find her. Then I was like, ah! And she's like, oh, yo, what happened? But yeah, that was how the conversation went. Basically, I felt that like I had to go straight to the point about it. There's no like, oh no, it's not you, it's me. That kind of no like emotional back and forth. It's more of like, let's admit, this relationship is not working out because of who we are right now.
That's your clean cut.
Yeah, that was as clean as I could get. And that was like still painful as shit.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You count this as breaking up with someone. It was a secondary school online relationship, bro. Okay. I'm sorry to that person because I didn't know how to say no. It was just me not knowing how to say no. And that's how I got into the relationship in the first place.
Date me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't know how to say no. So, like, I didn't like this person, but I just broke up with him over text. Like, it was, like, in sec 2. That's the only breaking up with someone that I've done.
So you are usually on the receiving end, lah.
The first one wasn't exactly counted because that was my parents.
Parents, yeah.
And this is my second real relationship. So
such a meta breakup, man. My parents made me break up.
Before your current, you also got cheated on, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that. I just blanked out completely.
That one
was okay. How it happened was that we decided to be friends first before I found out.
Yes. That when you were in a relationship, he cheated on you.
Yeah. So we decided to be friends first, which honestly I was fine with also. I cannot remember how that conversation went, but when I finally found out, I didn't tell him that I found out. I met him first and I was like, okay, I confronted him about it. I was like, okay, you know what? Can I see your WhatsApp? He was like, no. Can I see your Instagram? No. Can I see this? Can I see that? No. And I was like, okay. So I pulled up the picture of him and that girl because I found it. He blocked me on Tele out of nowhere. But because I was on my laptop the whole day, right? So when I finally opened Tele on my phone in the afternoon, there was a glitch and I saw the DP. So I called my friend and then like, I saved his number and I saw the DP and that's how I got the photo.
Yeah.
So I showed him the photo and I was like, okay, so who's this?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, it's just a friend. I was like, no, it's not just a friend. You are holding her hand and your arm is around her and this doesn't even look like Singapore. You told me that, wow, okay, I'm a bit angry right now. Okay, oh, no. He told me basically that he was going to Hong Kong for a week when we were still together.
Yeah.
He didn't text me the whole week. At all. Oh, he only texted me when he landed and that was it.
Goodness.
And then he went with that girl lah, basically I figured out. Because obviously mountains and shit, that's not Singapore, right?
You
know the lookout.
It was misty and all and I was like, oh my god, this is definitely not Singapore. So after I confronted him, it was like one and a half hours of prodding him before he finally admitted. And
right.
Then
oh boy.
I didn't cry actually. I just sat there and I was like, okay, don't touch me. Cause he was trying to like still hug me and hold me and kiss me. And I was like, dude, you know you have a girlfriend that you cheat on me with. So don't do this back to your other girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, yeah, we can still be friends. And then after that, we continued talking for a while. And then we just kind of stopped cause he was making mean comments at me.
Mm.
So that was basically that story about, I guess it was a bit unsure who broke up with who also because we already first decided to be friends. Yeah. So that was my story.
Oh, that was
eventful.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty bad breakup lah.
I wasn't that saddened by it, I guess.
Because already mentally prepared, right?
I think, yeah, kind of. And also because I felt like he was acting a bit sus. But I guess I wasn't also that emotionally attached to him, to be fair to him.
Do you all think that, like, the more emotionally attached, then the harder it is?
Of course.
And the longer the healing period.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the more emotionally attached you are in the relationship, the cleaner the cut must be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the last relationship that I was, the previous relationship, right, the breakup was extremely clean. To the point whereby I would say it's the most surgical we've ever done it.
Mm.
The moment we break up, we ended on decent terms, right? Both were very sad, right? But we immediately sort of like, okay, we're gonna block, we're gonna mute, we're gonna whatever.
Yeah.
And we're gonna remove posts if needed to make ourselves feel better.
Yes.
Mm.
Right? And like, I still remember running one last errand for her, right? Of course, I was extra dramatic on my IG story without tagging her in it. Yeah. We always have that. And then after that, what happened was that, it became much easier to move on because we both understood that the objective for both of us is that we are moving on and we have each other's blessing to move on.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that was extremely important because I would say that is the relationship that I moved on the quickest. So much so that like I got into a new relationship really quickly also.
Mm.
Right. Yes. And it helped me understand that I thought there was something wrong with me. I said, hey, how come am I being hasty? You know, and I thought a long time about it. And I realized that it's okay because of the way we broke up.
Mm. I think the way you break up is super important because...
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
The if there's still bad remnant feelings that are nasty towards each other, right? Or like things that you feel like you haven't said, then it's very hard to move on.
Yeah. Then that's where the lack of closure becomes very difficult.
Yeah. So moving on to like one of the next points you have, because you haven't kind of healed properly or fixed it, right? I don't know how to talk about this because
so break
I have
up sex.
Never had to go. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So is that a thing? Oh. Like, is that an actual thing?
What?
He's looking at me like he's like so stunned.
I don't really. I guess I cannot understand it at the moment. Sex. So is that a thing?
No.
I think it's a thing for people. For a large majority.
It's
of people.
A thing
because I remember when me and my ex broke up, he was like, I mean, they say that breakup sex is like better than sex, right? And I was like, that's not fucking
this
happening,
is like
Lamar.
The last time.
Okay.
He was like damn
enthused
about like
Spotify users can't know this.
What? Sorry?
He was like damn enthusiastic about like the thought of like we could hook up in a club if we meet in a club. Or like, you know, breakup sex is better, you know, because there's more passion and aggression. And I was like, yeah, you know, the
is
moment
some
we break up,
fantasy?
I'm never touching you or meeting you again.
Yeah. Is it a kink?
Yeah,
but I think that's why he blocked me everywhere.
Oh. Okay,
John,
because
you
also
reacted.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
There's some story there.
Personally,
we're not getting...
right, I... Okay, I don't subscribe to the belief of breakup sex.
Mm.
I'm also the sort that like after we break up, like, don't touch me, right? I'll touch other people but you, not you, like, that kind of thing. So like, but at the same time, I do understand like where people like have this sort of concept of a last hurrah kind of situation. No, honestly though, there are people who confided in me these kind of stories and told me like, yeah, I know it's better than like all this time, you know, all that kind of thing. And I just thought that like, I cannot understand because for me personally, right, I feel that sharing a sexual relationship with someone, right, is as much a portion of the relationship, right? Not talking about those people that you fuck around with. Like when you get into a relationship and then you have this person as your partner and also your sex partner. Right, yeah. I'm not able to after breakup still continue to do the sex partner part because it feels like it's not right.
Mm.
But if like you know, like what they mentioned about if we somehow meet in the club and then we were dumb enough to fuck each other, then I guess that's not breakup sex. That's just strangers having sex, right? That's just strangers having sex, and people are like, oh my god, that's your ex. And I'm like, oh my god, it is my ex.
Oh,
you know, but like, right. But like, it's just it has moved to the move past the
so
breakup
confused.
Sex thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I'm not a proponent of it.
I think the whole breakup sex anthem one is that like you're angry. So like it's like the
really?
Like you know it's like that anger, then you're like fucking them angrily.
So it's like a power thing.
I think it might be like a both ends thing. Like I'm gonna stretch a bit far and say like it's like a sub dom thing. Like if guys are like if somebody's more dom in the relationship, somebody's more sub, then it's like like you can take out your anger on that person. Mm. Then the other person's just kind of like letting the emotions out. If that makes sense.
Makes sense.
That does make some sense. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Have you ever had breakup sex?
Hell nah.
Yeah. Breakup sex.
Thought of it. I think I've thought of it.
Is it only because you missed the person? The sentimental aspect.
Wait, what breakup sex is it the let's break up and then like by the way let's just
stop. I feel like it's very confusing.
I don't
actually,
know.
Yeah, what
like
okay,
y'all
what
have
is,
sex
your,
when y'all break
what's
up?
The time limit?
I don't know.
Before it's not breakup sex.
Like
if it's like 5 days after that, is it still breakup
over
sex?
Over a month, like, I think a month not breakup sex.
So like a week later is still breakup sex.
I guess
so.
Y'all broken up and y'all having
sex. No, I think that's more about like I think that's more
breakup
common
sex.
But there's too long a period. I thought breakup sex is like, let's break up. Okay, then they all cry. Then you're like, then after that, they all look at each other lustfully and then they start going in. Then the K-drama music plays.
Like some porno. I don't want to listen.
And then they make out furiously and it's just a sex.
This is a lot better story, guys.
I
can already
no
hear
clue.
The storyline.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining, yeah. And I don't think I've ever thought about that,
Yeah.
To be like, honest, if anybody, like, has experienced breakup sex, we would want to hear your experiences. Because we don't really... Okay, like for me, right, like I didn't really have breakup sex, but I did the typical like going back to your ex to fuck as FWBs. Because like very confusing, but we explained it in our FWB episode. If y'all want to check that out, but I'll explain again.
We're plugging all of them
today,
guys.
Because we really talk about this in bits and pieces everywhere else.
Yes.
But basically, my sentiment when I was thinking it was, all my friends think it's dumb. I agree, it is dumb. I will get hurt. Don't get me wrong, I know that.
But you're gonna do it anyway.
Yes. I still have the carnal desire, I have my needs, so I like this boy, I want to do it with him. And then like, FWB, you don't have to deal with like, the issues of a relationship.
Right.
You're legit just gonna fuck and then tell.
Mm.
And then, yeah. So like, you're dated, you have all these issues, right? Just ignore them, you know? It's like the ideal fantasy world.
Yeah.
But with every good thing, there's a catch lah. So after a while, one person catch feelings. Then they're like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, is this working out? Like, then blah, blah, blah.
History repeats, right?
Yeah. So it's like...
Is that common? Like, rebounds? FWBs?
Rebound. I heard that it is. Like, apparently it is.
It seems to be.
Actually, rebounds from FWBs with exes, it's not a stretch that it would happen.
Yeah.
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 Wait, the math is not adding up, guys.
No, as in like you have an ex, right? Then you're friends with benefits with your ex. Okay. And then after that, you all rebound back together.
Yeah. Oh. Like, get back together.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it does happen. I think maybe it's because you all let go, but not really yet. So you're like trying to prolong it as long as you all can.
Yeah.
Before it crash and burns.
It's like, you know it's going to crash and burn and you're like, fuck it, we don't care.
Yeah, you're just like living in a moment, be like, whatever.
That sounds like a problem, something for future us to deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for me, because I mentioned I tie my physical relationship very closely to my romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I never ever sort of entertained that notion somehow, yeah. You know? Even though I feel that like I feel it's really more common than people care to admit that they continue to like fuck their exes.
Yeah.
And like, because there is a connection there, you don't need to build something from scratch again.
Yeah. You already know what each other likes.
Yeah.
You already like have the comfort. You have like a place to fuck.
Mm.
If y'all do la.
A place to fuck.
I don't know. Place. Maybe some people like have car sex
like,
or something.
HDB staircase.
Too much, bro.
I don't know. Like, as in, yeah. But I have a theory that like, oh my god, I'm going to plug another episode again. Okay, we did a Can You Be Friends With An Ex episode. Right?
And you can, guys.
It's a very deep-ish episode because I feel like we talk about this like between the three of us, but like when you date someone, like if it was a clean break like John mentioned, right? I feel like since this person meant so much to you at one point in your life, right? Like, it's very hard to, like, completely stop caring for them and let go of them.
Yep.
So maybe that's why there's that desire to also be physically intimate with them. Maybe.
Right. I can see that happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you still care for this person. You still love them. Maybe you're not in love with them. But, like, if they were good enough to be your partner for that long and it was a clean break, and maybe y'all just ended because it's just not working out.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cheated, nobody hurt each other and all that. Then, like, y'all were still care for each other, y'all still be close in inverted commas. I don't know,
but I think that could happen like even years after the breakup.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't have to. It's not like unnecessarily like after your breakup, then you're like become friends again for some like miraculous reason.
I agree. I feel that like I totally agree with the fact that you can be friends with your ex, but I think you have to first become for the lack of a better term, y'all must become strangers first.
Yeah.
To recover.
Yeah.
And then after that, y'all can be friends again. Yeah. And that's my belief.
Yeah.
So rush headlong into it, right? It's the same problem with the friends with benefits thing.
Yeah, y'all will like fall. Yeah. Never fully heal, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to disagree, but...
Huh, really? Like, okay, we want to hear, so...
No, but like, I think I'm the worst person to talk about this because I have gotten... So my current relationship is we have broken up before.
Mm.
And we remain friends and then we go back together.
So
I guess that's kind of playing into what you said.
Yeah. No, but like the main point is that are y'all different people the next time around y'all get into
I think we are very different.
You know what? Someone told me that if you still have love for each other, right? And if you still have care for each other fundamentally, then there will be a chance to work things out. So that could be the case for you.
Yeah.
You know, like y'all broke up already, then came back to one another. Yeah. And I do believe that it's like a...
It's a possibility.
If you... Yeah. And if fate has it, then you go back together. You get back together.
Mm.
And if it doesn't, then y'all just never meet again.
Yeah. Agreed.
Maybe better off as friends. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I think... Yeah. I think there was a period of time where we were really just like friends.
Mm.
Like, John knows this, but we play a lot of like...
Yeah, I mean, after Minecraft your breakup, right? Honestly, after his breakup, y'all never really separated.
We never really stopped talking.
Yeah.
But the only thing is that we didn't hang out that often.
Yeah.
Partially circuit breaker. But mostly it's just we never hang out in that capacity.
Mm.
But we were still friends. We played Minecraft together a lot and stuff like that. But like, so I think I still stand by the fact that we were friends for a period of time. It's just that after a while, then it got back together lah. And I think we changed quite a lot as people after the breakup.
Mm.
Mm.
Both her and I lah. But, you know, I do think that there is a chance you can still be friends with your ex. But I think it also depends on how bad the breakup was. Like
yeah.
My second ex, the breakup was so bad, I never want to see her ever again. And like, there's this once I was in Hua Chong and I was like chilling and it was an event. Then I saw her in the corner of my eye, entering the Hua Chong hall.
Mm.
I ran out of there so quick that I was like, I never want to see her ever again in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I always believe in still being friends again because I believe for all exes, right, you all were friends first at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and that one has nothing to do with your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that can always be rediscovered. Mm. Yeah, but I know not everyone has to think that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that makes a really good wrap up. It is true that, you know, before you get together, there's always you need to have a basis of relationship, which is to be friends, if not how you're supposed to even get into a relationship.
Mm.
So if anyone breaks up, I hope you'll end it peacefully. I hope. Yeah. I don't think this is possible. Mm. But I hope it's painless.
I hope they end it cleanly.
No, la, but, the thing is,
but it's okay if it's not.
Be painless.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's
I mean
not.
I hope for the sake of that person it's painless, but I know it's close to impossible.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like breakups are really hard mm-hmm. sometimes. Yeah. And like if sometimes you feel like you can't function, then it's okay. Cause mm-hmm. we got a lot of telonyms about breakups, which is why I wanted to do this episode that like people reach out to us cause they don't know how to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like they're lost. They don't have friends to fall back on. Like their mental health, they want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Like trigger warning lah, but you can get suicidal from breakups.
Yeah.
It's a really difficult time in some mm-hmm. people's lives to deal with it. So like if you are going through a tough time, like please reach out to like anyone, someone. A hotline, a therapist, mm-hmm. Your parent, your
we'll
friend.
We'll put some links for places y'all can reach out to.
But like, if you're going through a hard time with your breakup, don't think you're being weird. Like, it's not unnatural for you to take that time to just process it. I mean, you heard our stories. Like, some of us process it very well. Some of us went into work the next day looking like they wanted to kill everyone. You know, the usual.
Just feel, take the time to feel whatever you need to feel.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah. I mean, just do what you gotta do, you know?
Yes.
Like for me, I canceled IMO shoots for 2 weeks. You just do what you gotta do.
Honestly, sometimes you have to pause life, then you just have to pause life.
Yeah.
Like if you need that time for yourself to heal, I think mental health, like, off days should be a thing. Because like, how can you expect someone who broke up to just like go to work next day and be able to like
function?
Yeah, like how?
Yeah, I agree.
I was literally like crying in the toilets when we were doing FYP, dude. It was really difficult.
You were?
Yeah, I was. It was really difficult. Like to deal with a breakup and deal with life and work at the same time, it's crazy.
Yeah.
On the other hand, some people do function better by like burying themselves in work, which is also okay. Just don't burn out.
Yeah.
Because
I
think sometimes you're blinded by it.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So
that's
I hope everyone is good, and thank you for listening this week.
Thank you guys for coming on and
sorry.
thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And if y'all wanna, you know, hit them up, you guys can plug yourselves.
We do podcasts. So you guys will probably like them as well. If you like the two of us, do follow us at imo.pod and on Instagram. We also have on YouTube as well, like youtube.com/overthinksg.
Yes.
So just go ahead, give our podcasts a listen.
Yep.
And hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
So have a good week. Bye.
Bye.